Okay. So the shir should be discuss Lila Nishmas Yehuda ben Hindlis. Okay. Question 25. So we say in the Gemara, Chad Osi Ba'amar U'Pasalei. First of all, I mean, these questions are very hard, so we'll work through them together. It'll be good. So question 25. We say Chad Osi Ba'amar U'Pasalei. So Ketzah Perish Rashi says. So when we say, if right, we're talking about, is it Kula, Chum, or what? We say Cha, if it's just one Shliach, Osi Ba'amar U'Pasalei, that the Bakum come and Pasalei. And Zakt Rashi, and Uki Chad, the Ba'adi Chad. And so the one Shliach is going to be against the Baal, and it's going to cancel out. And that's what we mean by Pasalei. So Rashi's saying that Pasal Mamish. It's Mamish Pasal. Mahikshah Pnei Yeshua Perish Rashi. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, what's Rashi talking about Bechal? Uki Chad Lebadi Chad? Don't we say Kol Makom Sheminu Torah Eid Echad? Hari Neman Kishnayim. So, back to Pnei Yeshua, why would it be Uki Chad Lebadi Chad? Why would we only believe the Shliach like one? The Torah, Chazal giving them on us like one. So, if we give them on us like one, then he should be Naman Kishnayim. So, what's the deal for the Pnei Yeshua? So, Matir, it's Azeh. Rav Baruch Ber, right? So, what does Rav Baruch Ber explain? So, Rav Baruch Ber says that the klal of Kol Makom Shemini Torah Eid Echad Hari Neman Kishnayim, that's only Neimanus Kishnayim, but Makom that we need Shnayim, i.e., by the case of Sota, it's a case of Davar Shebe'erva. So, the Torah gave Neimanus by Sota Tein Eid Echad. So, that's going to be Neimanus Kishnayim because it's a Davar Shebe'erva. By Davar Shebe'erva, you need Shnayim. Same thing with the case of Egla Rufa. By the case of Egla Rufa, it's a case of Ritzicha. By Ritzicha, you need Shnayim. So, okay, if the Torah gives Nemanas to Neid Echad by cases that need Shnayim, yeah, you need to say that they're Neman Kishnayim. Mash Inkin Hacha, it's not a case where we necessarily need Shnayim. So, if it's not a case where we need Shnayim, the Nemanas doesn't need to be Kishnayim. So what Baruch Bar rejects the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is assuming that it needs to be Nemanas Kishnayim. What's Rashi saying? Uki Chad Abadicha. It doesn't make any sense. Baruch Bar says, it is Neman Kishnayim. You don't need to say it's Nemanas Kitrei because we don't need Edus of Trey over here. So Lama Rabbeinu Kreskis Choleg al Divrei Rashi, right? So Rabbeinu Kreskis, right, the Ritva that we have, says that it really can't. Rashi saying that it's Uki Chalab al Dichad, it's possible. Rabbeinu Kreskis says no, it's not really possible, and the Shliach is really Neman Kitrei. And when the Gemara says possible, we're really saying that possible that people are going to be choshish for the laws and they won't want to marry it. But we don't mean possible mamish. Meaning Rashi says Uki Chalab al Dichad that it's possible mamish. But the Rabbeinu Kreskis is pretty much with the Pnei Yeshua that he's saying that the Nemanis is really Kishnayim. So why is he cholik on Rashi? So Rabbeinu Kreskis is assuming that Kol Makom Sheminu Torah Lachad Hari Nema Kishnayim. He's assuming that we do apply it over here. So why? So one way to answer is that really in a Chanami, well, in Eid Echad it's Neman over here, but it's a Chumra Ba'alma, and we don't really need to be Nema Kishnayim, but still. Even though we don't need it to be, we do need it to be. Meaning, we wouldn't have needed it to be, but since it's a davar shebe'erva, we need it to be kishnayim. Meaning, the whole chiluk of Rav Baruch Ber was, since over here it doesn't need to be kishnayim, therefore it's kechad. But Zok to Rabbeinu Kreskis, no, we do need it to be kishnayim, because it's edus of chad, legabe davar shebe'erva. So since it's legabe davar shebe'erva, we need it to be edus kishnayim. Another way to explain Rabbeinu Kreskis is that he just doesn't hold it for Rav Baruch Ber. He holds that no. Kol makum shemina Torah ed echad hari nemina kishnayim. That's a case. That's low plug. It's going to apply in any case. It's not davka by Ritzicha. It's not davka by Davar Shebe'erva. It applies always. So even if you're holding that the case of Gittin is not the case of the Eid Echad be machzik to get, even if it's not a case of Davar Shebe'erva, even if it's not, it doesn't matter. We hold Kol Makom Shemini Torah L'Chad Hari Nema Kishnayim. That's low plug. That's what Rabbeinu Kreskis we said we can use to explain. Okay, so that's 25. Question 26. Mivur B'Gemara De Amar Reish Lakish Eid Machos Min Al Ashtar Nasu Kamisha Nichgu Edusim Bebezdin Ma Kosev Rashi Bebir Hadavar. How does Rashi explain Reish Lakish of Edom Achuz Men Alashtar Nasu Kamisha Nichgu Edusim Bebezdin? So Zok Rashi, what does that mean? Lo Chatzif Inish Lezufe. And that's why Min HaTorah you're not going to need Kiyum Shtaros, because Lo Chatzif Inish Lezufe. That's what Reish Lakish says based on Rashi. So right, my question is, what was our issue with Rashi? The problem is that if we're saying that Shtar works like it's like Edom, right? A Shtar works like Edom, and Rashi tells us a Svara. But how can we be so much on a svara to say that this is a shame edus? How can Rashi say that this is going to work based on an umdana? We need to be so much on edim on what they wrote, but not based on an umdana. So what's Rashi saying, Bechla? So Ketzad Efshar Liyashiv Akushya. Right, so here's where Rav Elchanan comes in. Rav Elchanan says that Rashi, he seems to be leaving out an important point, but it's because Rashi thought it was really just super poshut, so he didn't even need to mention it. Really, we give that manus to shtar from a pasuk. Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, right, the Sefer HaMakneh, and it talks about shtaros. So that's the makor for shtar. So we can't just say shtar works based on an umdeh, in a chanami. It's gzeiros hakasev. But it's gzeiros hakasev that's somech on an umdeh. We say that shtaros work because of lo chatzav inish, and that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi doesn't mention the pasuk because Dr. Vachanan, he didn't need to mention the pasuk. The pasuk's pasha. Obviously, there's a pasuk that tells the shtaros work, and that's why that's how we can go neged mipiyam v'lo miksava, because we have gzeiros hakasev. That's how it works. Okay, where does the pasuk of from Sefer Yirmiyah, where does that function based off? Zok Rashi, that functions based off of lo chatzav inish, and that's a time in the cross according to Rav Chanan that Rashi's giving. Okay, that's Rav Chanan. Eza kushis meaksos choshen eshev liyashav lefi teretzeh. Right, so based on Rav Chanan's yisod, we can answer a question of the ketzos. The Shach says that by any case of shtar, we're going to say that we're mekablin edes afilu shelo b'fnei baal din. That's dafka by shtaros. By shtaros, we'll say that the edes shemeshtar doesn't the edes of being mekablin shtar whatever doesn't need to be b'fnei baal din. That's dafka by shtaros. Why? There are two reasons that the Shach quotes. One, according to Tosos, that you only need edes to be b'fnei baal din by edes doraisa, and kiyum shtaros is only a din derabanan. That's one. So if kiyum shtaros is only derabanan, so in mekablin edes shelo b'fnei baal din is din only by edes doraisa. So that makes perfect sense why edes shebishtar wouldn't need to be b'fnei baal din, because it's just derabanan. And another reason could be according to the Rashba, right? The Rashba, the Shach quotes the Rashba that shtaros doesn't need to be b'fun of, because the edes that you're testifying on is not about the baal din. So if we say mekablin edes shelo b'fnei baal din, that's edes about the baal din. Edus about the shtar, that's just about the chasimis, it's not about the baldin. So that's why it doesn't need to be b'fanav, according to the Rashba. So that's what the Shach says. We see that a makabin edus shalob ifnei baldin, that does not apply by shtar, and we'll say by a shtar, you can even be makayim the shtar, shalob ifnei baldin. But the Shach explains, but ksav yado of the love, if the love says, I borrowed this amount of money from Ploni, from the Malve, that you do need kiyam b'fanav. The kiyam over there will need to be b'fanav, simply because when we say Eidim Achos Min Al-Ashtar is Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdin, that's by actual shtaros, right? Not by Ksav Yadav. Meaning that the whole chiluk we gave according to Tosfos that the Shach brought in about Kiyum is only Durabanan, we only say Eidim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, we only say that the Eidus needs to be B'fnei Baal Din, it's only by Eidus Doraisa, but that was assuming that Kiyum is Durabanan. But Kiyam's only Durabanan if you hold like Reish Lakish of Eidim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdin. Then the Kiyam's going to be Durabanan. But by Ksav Yado, we, according to the Shach, we won't say the Chiddush of Reish Lakish of Eidim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdin, meaning that the Kiyam's Doraisa, and according to Tosos, that we need the Eidus to be Bifnei Baal Din, because it's an Eidus Doraisa, so therefore, it would need to be Bifanav, because that's what Tosos says. But Frektik Tos, if the whole reason for Edim, why according to the Shach, would Edim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdim, why would that not apply to Ksav Yadav? If the whole point, if the whole Svara of Edim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdim, if that whole Svara is based on Lochatz Vinish, why would that not apply by Ksav Yadav? Why would we only apply that by Shar Shtars, not Ksav Yadav? So Lechora, the Kiyam really should be Durabanan. Memela, what we're going to say is that you shouldn't need the Kiyam to be Befanah. You don't need the Kiyam to be Befnei Baal Din. So the Ketos asks this question on the Shach, right? Because the Shach assumes that by Ksav Yadav, we say that the Kiyam does need to be Befanav. But in fact, the Ketos, if we're saying that, why wouldn't we say Edim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdin? Why would we say it doesn't apply to Ksav Yadav if the whole time is Mishum Lo Chatzav Inish? The Lo Chatzav Inish should also apply to Ksav Yadav. But if we understand, like Rav Chanan, that the whole Svara of Lo Chatzav is built on the Gzeiros HaKasev, what's the Gzeiros HaKasev talking about? The Gzeiros HaKasev is talking about a classic case of shtar. A classic case of shtar is not Ksav Yado. So in a Chanami, the Svar of Lochatz finished, the Tam Lachor applies to Ksav Yado, but the whole point of Reish Lakish, of Edim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichgu Edusim Mebezdin, that's based on Lochatz finished, and only in cases that are Dumya Dekra. So only in case of Dumya Dekra, that's only going by Shar Shtaros, but not by the case of Ksav Yado. Therefore, we can't apply the Umdana to the case of Ksav Yado, because we can't say Edim Achos Min Al-Ashtar, Kamisha Nichru Yudusim Bebezdin will apply, because Lo Chatzav Inish is only in cases that are Dumya Dekra. So therefore, we'd say the Kiyam by Ksav Yado is Doraisa, because we don't apply Reish Lakish to it, and therefore we'll say that you need the Kiyam B'fanav. Okay, I apologize. It's all very confusing. We'll talk about it after. People are confused about things. Lefi teretze lama hutzach Rashi lohosef dvarav bebir shitas reish lakish. Right? Now that we understand Rabbi Chanan, why did Rashi need to even say? Meaning, okay, fine, we get it. Because there's a we get Rashi, but why did he need to say this? So it could be that Rashi was bothered by one of two things. So first, we said maybe Rashi was bothered by the question of Tosos. Right, if a shtar is exeris akasav, right, Tosos, I think it's Tosos in Ksubis. Tosos asks, if shtar is exeris akasav, then that means that midoraisa, you don't need kiyum. But Tosos asks that if midoraisa, you don't need kiyum, that means midoraisa, anyone can come in, and he could just say it was mizuyif. And he could be told it was mizuyif, and then, what, midoraisa, it's fine? Sorry, I said it wrong. That means midoraisa, anyone can come in and be mizayif a shtar, and, because, whatever, Shtaros Doraisa, and we don't need Kiyomi Doraisa. But Midoraisa, that means anyone could just come in and be Mizayif Ashtar. So therefore, Rashi says, no. Meaning, that was Tosos' question. And based on that question, we can say Rashi was bothered by that question. And Rashi will say, we're not Choshesh that people are going to come in and be Mizayif Ashtaros. Even though Midoraisa, you don't need Kiyom, we're not Choshesh that people are going to be Mizayif Ashtaros. Why? Because Lochatz finished the Ziyufet. Right? Obviously, it's Exeris Akasav. And the question is, how does Rashi apply that? And Rashi's applying that, saying that, in a chanami, midoraisa, we don't need kiyum. But why? It's because we're not choshish that people are just going to write random shtaros and come in. That was one way we said that to explain Rashi. Another thing we said is Rashi maybe could be explaining, could be answering a question of the Ritva. That the statement of Reish Lakish says in two places, in Shas, but we brought in two places that Reish Lakish says, Eidem achos min al ashtar, kamisha nikar yidusim bebezdin. One's in Ksubis, and in Ksubis he's teaching us a din that Eidem cannot be chosen. That when we say Eidem Achos Min Al Ashtar, Kamisha Nichri Dusim Bebezdin, that we see that from that, Eidem can't be Chozer. Kevin Shehigin Shoven Achozer Umaget. That's one din we learn. And the other din we learn out is Argamar, that Kiyum is Darabanam. But the question is, that the Ritva asks, is that Reish Lakish is not talking on two sides of his mouth. What's he trying to teach us? Is he trying to teach us a din that Eidem can't be Chozer because it's Kamisha Nichri Dusim Bebezdin? Or is he telling us a din that the Kiyum is Darabanam? It seems weird that he's teaching us two dinim from this. So the Ritva had two answers, but we're really focusing on the second one to help us out. When we say Eidem Achos Min Al Ashtar Kamisha Nichri Yidusim Bebezdin, the Ritva explains we're really talking about the strength of the shtar. We're saying Alima Milsa Deshtara. So why would that be true? Why would that be based on Reish Lakish that the shtar is so strong? Because what Rashi says, Lochatz Afinish Lezufek. So when you have a shtar, we're not choshish that it was Mizayif, and therefore there's some sort of strength of the shtar. What does that do for us? There's two nafkaminas. One the Gemara in Ksubis, and one our Gemara. That when Reish Lakish says, Eidem Achos Min Al Ashtar, Kamisha Nichri Yidusim Bebezdin, because of Lochatz of Inish, therefore there's an Alima Milsa Deshtar, that has two told us. One, the Gemara in Ksubis, that Eidem can't be Chozer, because their Eidus Mitchilo was so powerful, Alima Milsa Deshtar, therefore they can't be Chozer. And what's more, our Gemara, that the Eidus of Ashtar was so powerful, that the Kiyom is required is only going to be Midrabanim, because the Shtar was so Geshmak, it was so strong, that the Kiyam's only going to be Darabanam. So really, both Gemaras are working together just from the fact of what Reish Lakish is saying of Alima Milsa Deshtara. But that's, again, Rashi could be that he was bothered by the Ritva's question, and he answered up that why is Alima Milsa Deshtara? Because of Lochatz HaFinish. So that's how we're plugging it back into Shita's Rashi. Okay, question 27.
Okay.
Ha'im Eidus Beshtar K'sheira Min HaTorah Rak Min Darabanam, according to the Rambam. Right, according to the Rambam, we said that shtars are just midrabanan. What's the Ramban bothered by, right? Ma hiksha alav Ramban midivrei Gemara. The Kate said, Efshar liyashiv kushizu b'shnei drachim. Right, so frek the Ramban, according to the Rambam, that shtars are midrabanan, how do you understand our Gemara? When we say that Kiyom, right, Reish Lakish has this gross achidish that Kiyom is midrabanan. If Kiyom is midrabanan, if Reish Lakish says that as like a chidish, we have to be assuming that shtars are midraisa. Because if shtars are midrabanan, then what's the chidish of Reish Lakish bichlal? So you clearly have to be assuming that according to our Gemara, that shtaros are daraisa. So what's the Rambam saying, Bechla? So we said that the Rambam must be mechalik between different kinds of shtaros. He would say that shtari kenyan are daraisa, and shtari raya are darabanan. Okay, buckle up. The question is, why would that be true? Why would shtari kenyan be daraisa, and why would shtari raya be darabanan? So we first went into the Nesivis. The Nesivis explains that what's normal Eidus, you're testifying about the Gemara Hadavar, right? Let's say a case of Kedushin, you're testifying about the Maisa Kedushin, that it happened. But the problem is, Eidim Mishtar can't be testifying about the Gemara Hadavar, about what happened, because that didn't happen yet. Right? We have to assume that the Eidus is about something else. So the Eidim Shebishtar are really testifying, Zakhtan Asiyavis, about the Da'as HaMizchayev. They're testifying about the Tzibui HaBaal. The Eid HaShebeshtar works, Davka, because it's not about the Gemara Dover. Because if it's about the Gemara Dover, then that's what the Pasuk says, Mipiyem Velo Miksavam. When we say that Eid HaShebeshtar works, that's Davka when it's not about the Gemara Dover, and Davka when it's about the Tzibui HaBaal. Right? Because normally when someone is testifying about the Gemara Dover, that's what the Gzeres HaKosov is talking about when we say Mipiyem Velo Miksavam. But the whole heter to write it in a shtar, that's dafk when you're testifying about the Das Mischai. So that's shtari kinyan d'orais according to the Nesifis, because it's not about the Gemara Dover. The pasuk in Yirmiya, when we say shtaros work, that's dafk talking about when the Eidah Shebeshtar is about the Das Mischai, about the tzivoy haba. But what about shtari raya? Shtari raya, right? Let's say Reuven sold a field with Kesef and he's giving a shtar to Shimon. So if he's giving a shtar to Shimon, that's going to be at the Gemara Dover. So if we're saying that al pishnei adam yakim davar, the pasuk that talks about edus bepeh, that's talking about the edus needs to be about the edus about the Gemara Davar needs to be bepeh. So this shtar raya that's talking about the Gemara Davar, how can that even work? Miksav, the pasuk says mipiyem v'lo miksavam. It's going against all the rules. Lachora, one, you can't have edus miksav. Two, there should be need to be hagadah bebezdin. So why does the shtar work? Zakta Nesivis, that's a shtar derabanan. Chazal came in and said, inachanami. Midaraisa, it shouldn't work, but midarabanan, it can work. So, according to Nesivis, how do we understand the Rambam? The Rambam would be masking to the Ramban, about our Gemara, by shtari kinyan. Because by shtari kinyan, they're not talking about the Gemara Dover, they're talking about the Tzivoy HaBaal, so that's what shtaris daraisa are. Shtari daraisa are shtari kinyan that are talking about the Tzivoy HaBaal, that they're talking about the Das HaMischayev. Masha in came by shtari raya, where those are about the Gemara Dover, so midaraisa, they can't work. And that's what the Rambam's talking about. When the Rambam says stars are the Rabbanim, that's what he's talking about. Okay. Another way to explain the Rambam is based on the Rav Chaim. Right? Rav Chaim offers a very similar approach, but again, through the Nafka Mina, we'll understand the difference. Right? The Rav Chaim asks, how does Miksavim work? Meaning, what's the difference between rest of Edis and Edis Shebeshtar? Edis Baal Peh is normally when Edim come in and they testify based on their own volition. Edus Shebeshtar works very differently. It's based on the Das Mischayev. When we have the Das Mischayev, it's a totally different Edus. Right? The Mischayev, right, the Baal, tells them to write down the Edus. And despite the fact that it's not Mipiyem, it still is going to work. Why? It's Gzeiras HaKosev from the Pasuk in Yirmiya. The $64 million question is, how do you define someone as a Mischayev? I'm going to quote Rebbe. I'm not... right? The whole question is, how do you define someone as a Mischayev? So Zokter V'chayim, you can only define someone as a Mischayev, you can only define something as a Das HaMischayev, if there's a Hischayevus Ayyadei the Shtar. By Shtari Kedushin, he's being Mischayev the woman, Ayyadei the Shtar. By Gittin, he's matering her, Ayyadei the Shtar. If Reuben sells Karka to Shimon with a Shtar, the whole Mechir is happening, the Hischayevus is happening, Ayyadei the Shtar. So Zokter V'chayim, that's not subject to Edus Baal Peh. Right, that's what the pasuk in Yirmiya. It's not subject to Edus Baal Peh because it's a hischayevus ayyadei the shtar. That's what shtari kinyan are. But shtari raya, if the karka was sold through kesef, the karka was sold through chalipin, the shtar is not made off of das hischayev. There's no das hischayev. The hischayevus isn't happening ayyadei the shtar. There's a chalos through, let's say kesef. There's a chalos through chalipin, but the mechanism to shaft the kinyan, that's not through the shtar. So since the Hischayevus was chal through something else, it was something else, it was through a different kinyan, the Eidah Shebeshtar won't work min haTorah. So it's not subject to the Pasuk in Yirmiya. So how does it work? It's Eidah Shebeshtar. How does it work? So it only works midrabanan. Right? We're not going to say that Eidah has to be Bezim. We're not going to say that it's an issue of Mipiyem Lo Miksavam because it only works midrabanan. But since it's not a Hischayevus Eidah Shebeshtar, we'll say that it's not subject to Doraisa, and that's Shtari Raya according to Rav Chaim. The question is, what's the Nafka Mina according to Rav Chaim and the Nesivis? Lachora, there's not much of a difference. So the Nafka Mina is, once I have a Shtar Kinyan, right, can it work as a Shtar Raya? According to the Nesivis, a Shtar Kinyan only works because it's not about the Gemara Hadavar. So if it's not about the Gemara Hadavar, it can be used as a Shtar Raya because it doesn't have a Gemara Hadavar. Sorry. So since it doesn't, okay, according to the Nesivis, Shtar Kinyan only works because it's not about the Gemara Hadavar, right? It's right. So it doesn't. It's not about the Gemara Hadavar. So it can't work as a Shtar Raya because it doesn't have the Gemara Hadavar. It doesn't verify that anything happened. So since it can't work because if it had the Gemara Hadavar, it can't be a Shtar Kinyan. And if it doesn't have the Gemara Hadavar, then it can't be used as a Shtar Raya because what is it verifying? We don't know about the Gemara Hadavar. We don't know about the thing actually happened. But according to Rav Chaim, as long as the whole shtar was used as a hischayev as shtar, it doesn't matter if it has the Gemara Davar written. It doesn't matter what's going on. As long as there was a hischayev as shtar, it can be used as a shtar kenyan. And what's more, after that, it can be used as a shtar raya. Because all we care about is the hischayev as shtar for a shtar kenyan. And it's not an issue of, oh, it has the Gemara Davar in it, therefore it's subject to Eidus Papeh. That's not Rav Chaim's working. So based on that, as long as we had a hischayev as the shtar, it can be used as a shtar raya, and afterwards it can be used as a shtar kenyan. So just simply, the whole nafkamina, you know, is if a shtar kenyan can be used as a shtar raya. Okay, that's 27. I apologize if that was confusing. It's a hard question. Question 28. Mahi shitas Rav Avigdor mechudashes be'inyan kiyum shtaris. Right, so Rav Avigdor, that's quoted by the Mordechai in Kedushin, says that if the Baal Davar is towing mizuyif, then you need kiyum daraisa. And if you're not mekayim the shtar after the error, and you need kiyum daraisa, then the shtar is mamish chas ba'ama, we don't look at it, it's nothing. Okay, what's the question from our Gemara? Right, frek the orzerua, if that's true, how do you understand the Gemara? We say that once the Baal comes in, once the shliach is there, that's enough to deflect the error of the Baal. But if the Baal's ma'arer, and that therefore requiring kiyum daraisa, then how do we understand that b'fanei nechem works? That's just a kiyum darabanan. So how can the kiyum darabanan suffice for a kiyum daraisa? Right, or is the rule, he doesn't understand Rav Avigdor. He doesn't make any sense. Right. So what is Rav Avigdor? Matir tazah Rav Avigdor. So the answer, B'emes Rav Avigdor answers in the beginning. He says the Reish Lakish must, our Gemara over here must be talking about a case where the Baal wasn't Machish. So since the Baal hasn't come in, there's no need for Kiyam Minotaurah. So Rav Avigdor, he touches up our Gemara differently. And you'll ask me from our Gemara, B'fanei nechtav, Kiyam, D'araisa, how can it suffice? Our case is where there was no need for kiyum daraisa, and that's why the kiyum of the shliach is going to work. But what's the problem? Makash al dvarav, right? What's the problem with Rav Avigdor? Rav Avigdor seems to be saying that since the Baal didn't come now, so the chiyah for kiyum now is only midrabanan. But lechora, he's also assuming that if the Baal is going to come in the future, and he's ma'arer, that the b'fanei won't work. But we see from our gemara that the b'fanei clearly does work, even if the Baal's ma'arer afterwards. So if the Baal's ma'arer later, either why would you say the b'fanei wins, or why would you say the b'fanei doesn't win? I mean, according to Rav Avigdor, either if you say the b'fanei wins, why is that true if the error makes a need for a kiyum daraisa? And what's more, even if you're going to say the b'fanei doesn't win, then your shita l'chor doesn't make any sense. Sorry, then the Gemara doesn't make any sense, because the Gemara is clearly assuming that the b'fanei does win. So, Ma'atir tazah b'shmul. The b'shmul answers the question of the shach, that maybe the need for kiyum daraisa is only if the Baal is ma'arer when there was no sort of kiyum that preceded the error of the Baal. That in, even though the kiyum in our case is a kiyum in darabanan, but when Rabbeinu Avigdor says that the need for kiyum would be daraisa, that's dafka when there was no error of the Baal bichlal. When he says that the kiyum needed is daraisa, that's dafka when there is no kiyum before the error of the Baal bichlal. But in our case, even though there was no kiyum daraisa, it was just one guy, since there was some sort of aspect of kiyum that was already preceded the error of the Baal, so we're not going to require any kiyum daraisa anymore after the error of the Baal. And we use the base merit to explain this more, right? Ketzad bir ha-base merit dvarav. The base merit explains that the shear for an error for the Baal to be ma'ara is as long as there are sukkah mosarim, right? Between the nesinas aget, from the maisa to the nesinas aget, really, we're talking about a sukkah mosinyan. Within a sukkah mosinyan, if you're ma'arer b'tokhtei dibur of that, then the kiyum is midaraisa. But if the Baal's only ma'arer after a sukkah mosinyan, even Rabbeinu Avigdor would be maskim that the kiyum over there is not daraisa. If it's not b'tokhtei dibur of a sukkah mosinyan, we're saying that the kiyum is not going to be midaraisa anymore, and we'll believe the b'fanei of the shliach. Why? Why would that be true, though? Meaning, so that's how you can understand our Gemara. So the case of our Gemara is when the Baal's ma'arer, and it's not betokhe de dibor of a sukkah mosa, and they're not osik bosa in anymore, and therefore the error of the Baal is not going to require a kim midaraisa. The question is, why is that true? Why is this whole chiddush of the base mayor true? So base mayor explains that the Baal is not going to be neman after a sukkah mosa inyan, because once there's a ma'isa gerishin, we'll say that the cheskas ish falls away. And when the cheskas ish falls away, Mamela, what we're saying is that it's a davar sheba erva, hecha de lo is chazik yisura. So, if we're understanding like the ma'arik of a davar sheba erva, hecha de lo is chazik yisura, so, in eidach it's neman, it's treated like a normal case of yisurin. So, according to Rav Avigdor, that was davka before the cheskas ishes falls away. But once we're saying that they're done with the sukkah mosa inyan, and she's not an Eishes Ish anymore. So it's a case of Isurim. So Rabbi Beinu Avigdor only required Shnei Eidim for Kiyum when and she was still an Eishes Ish. But now, since we're after a Sukkum Bosu Inyan, she's not an Eishes Ish anymore, it's a Dabar Shebeir, Hecha the lowest Chazik Isura, and it's just a case of Isurim where you only need Eid Achad. So even though maybe the Kiyum that's required is on a Doraisa level, we said, we're still only going to require Eid Echad because we're going to treat it as a case of Isurim. Okay. So, question 29. So, Rabba says that the reason, meaning, Bemis, we're talking about Lashma, when we say Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta, the reason we don't say Befanei Nechta, Lashma, Befanei Nechta, Lashma, as Rabba explains over here, is because Chadim Itlos Gais, Chadim Itati Lo Gais. Okay? So, B'manich, do Rashi, V'tosos Rashi, B'vir, D'vir, Gemara. Right? So, Rashi says, when we say Chadim Itlos Gais, that means that we're choshish. When you say Befanai Nechtav Lishma, we're afraid that Chadim Itlos, one of the three words you are going to drop. Right? Rashi says Befanai Chad, Nechtav Chad, Lishma Chad. That we're afraid that one of those words you are going to drop. When you say Befanai Nechtav Lishma or Befanai Nechtav Lishma, one of those three words within each of those phrases you're going to drop. But the Tosfos Rashi argues. The Tosfos Rashi explains that we're choshish, you're going to drop a concept. Either Befanai Nechtav, either Befanai Nechtam, or Lishma. One of those three concepts you're going to drop. So again, the machlokes between Rashi says, we're of course you're going to drop a word from Befanei Nechtav Lishma, or Befanei Nechtam Lishma, where the Tosfos Rashi says, we're of course you're going to drop a concept, either Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, or Lishma. Okay. So, Eze Shnei and Yonim, Efshel Levar, Shitas Rashi. Right, so there are two things that we can use Shitas Rashi to explain. Okay. The first one is, we can learn from Rashi, is we can answer up the suffix of the Seder Aget. The Seder Aget seems to be misupik, if you could say Befanei Nechtam in a different language. But the Darchei Moshe doesn't really understand the Seder Aget. He asks a whole bunch of questions. Why wouldn't you be able to say Befanei Nechtam B'Lashon Laz? It doesn't make any sense. He doesn't really understand the Seder Aget, and he ends up coming on to the fact that B'di'eved will allow you to say Befanei Nechtam in any language you want. But the Aruch HaShulchan explains, the Seder Aget must assume like Rashi. Why was the Seder Aget so bothered by if you could say Befanei Nechtam, Befanei Nechtam, B'Lashon Laz in a different language? Because if the whole chashash of Chadim Itlos Gaiz is based on, like Rashi says, words, so B'Lashon Laz, anytime you say Befanei Nechtam, in front of me it was, that's a lot of words. If we're saying Chadim Itlos Gaiz, B'Vadeh, we're going to say Chadim, May 7, you're going to be Gaiz. So Rashi, if we're learning like Rashi, so it makes a lot of sense. If we're saying it's based on words, so if you say B'Lashon Laz, every other language is going to take a lot more words. But B'Lashon HaKodesh, if we're saying B'Fanai Nechtav Lishma, B'Fanai Nechtav Lishma, sorry, if you're saying B'Fanai Nechtav, B'Fanai Nechtav, then that's B'Lashon HaKodesh. It's much more short. And we're going to say Chadim Itarti Logais. But if you were going to say it B'Lashon Laz, it was going to be much more than two words. So that's one thing we can answer, we can understand with Firashi, that Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam should really be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Another thing is the Rishash points out that why don't we say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam? So the Rishash explains the Gemara like Rashi. He doesn't use Rashi to explain it, but he says that the reason we don't say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam, right? Why do we say Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtam? Because of this whole thing. That if we combine the phrases, it's going to be really one statement. And if the whole chashash is like Rashi, that it's based on words, Befanei Nechtav Nechtam, that's three. So Chadim Itlos Gaiz, you're going to end up dropping one of the words. You're going to end up either saying Befanei Nechtam, or you're going to say Befanei Nechtam. You're not going to say Befanei Nechtav Nechtam, because it's Chadim Itlos Gaiz, and you're going to end up dropping one of them. So that's, based on what the Rishash says, we can say that can work within Das Rashi. But the question is, right, Ketzad Efshel Yashiv HaKushas HaRishash Lefi HaRash, right, how would the Tosfos Rosh understand this? Right, because according to the Tosfos Rosh, if it's based on phrases, what's going on? So Lechora, the Tosfos Rosh, through saying Befanei Nechtam, he's saying that the Shliach will be Medik Daik. Right? If you're just saying Befanei Nechtav Nechtam, you're only saying Befanei once. And you're not like being Ma'orah yourself to be Medik Daik. When you say Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam, you're saying, I was there. I was there. And you're being Ma'orah yourself to be Medik Daik. But if you just say Befanei Nechtav Nechtam, it's very happy. You could just say it. It flows off the tongue. It's not two statements. And you're not saying Befanei twice. So that can answer the Tosfos Rosh why we don't say Befanei Nechtav Nechtam. That's question 29. Question 30. Im Ashliach lo amar Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam Elo amar Befanei Nechtav via dati achasimos, does that work? Haim Zamoel. the lummer, right? So we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. So according to Rashi, the shliach saying yadati works, right? According to Shita's Rava. Why? Because according to Shita's Rava, if the whole thing is because of kiyum, so just like saying b'fanai works, so saying yadati works, right? It's not asir lechluvei because you're also saying b'fanai nechtav. So you say b'fanai nechtav, and then you say yadati on the chasima. It's not asir lechluvei, and it's the same thing as kiyum shars that we were saying b'fanai works. So it's going to work according to Rashi. That's Rashi. Toso says it doesn't work. Why? Because Toso had two questions. First, this whole thing would mean that the whole concept of b'fanai nechtav is lav dafka. Right? If you're saying the yadati works, then b'fanai nechtav is just lav dafka. We don't actually need you to say it. But it's not true. And the second question of Tosos is that we say b'fanai nechtav, in the second paragraph we say b'fanai nechtav kulo, b'fanai nechtav chetziav is pasul. And Rava extends that. Rava extends it to say that this is even true if on the second chasima, huva acher made a chasima's yad hasheni, that it's going to be pasul. In fact, Tosos, if Yadinon was Nemon, then why would that case be pasul? Why would Rava, and don't say it's a machlok zemara, they're both Rava. So, if you're saying that huva acher made a chasima's yad hasheni, meaning they're saying Yadati, they're saying Yadanu, if that's pasul, obviously Yadati is going to be pasul. Because if Yadinon was Nemon, then that case would also be Nemon. So, when we say atu kiyamar yadinan milo hamni, so Tosos offers another pshat. Tosos says, really, yadati doesn't work no matter who you hold, like bein rava, bein larava. Bein larava, bein larava. So what's pshat na gemara? So Tosos explains, pshat na gemara, when we say atu kiyamar yadinan milo mehemni, so meaning, because what are we doing? We're saying that there's a shaykhis between shar staros and get, that it's going to really, it is asil l'chufe. So Tosos, Rabbeinu Meshulam explains, that just like by Shar Staros, when they say Yadanu, that they're Neman, so too by Gittin, when they say Yadanu, they're Neman. So just like by two people, by Get and Shar Staros, it's mamish the same thing, so too we'll say, even when Chad comes and he's Mekayim the Get, we're also going to say Asa the Chluvi. Meaning, see, since there's a Shaychus of Gittin and Shar Staros by the case of Yadanu, so that creates a shaychas between get and shar staros, so it's asi lechlufe even in the case of chad. Even in the case of chad saying b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. That's why we make him say b'fanei nechtav, and we don't just have him say b'fanei nechtam, because otherwise it would be asi lechlufe. But the question is, why didn't Rashi learn like this? So it's interesting, because why we can ask, why didn't Rava answer all the questions of Rava? Rava asked the question, oh, Yadinan is Naaman he asked the question about Yadinan. And he asked that it's only Naaman by Shar Staros, it's not Naaman by Gittin. And he said also that Isha is Naaman by Gittin and not by Shar Staros. And he also said Baal Dabar is Naaman by Gittin and not Shar Staros. So Rabbi said, why is it Asa Lechlufen? But Rabbi only answers up the case of Yadinan. He says Yadinan is the same because there's a Shaykhaz of Gittin and Shar Staros. Why doesn't he answer up the cases of Isha and Baal Dabar? So Tosin explains on the bottom of the Oblik, because there are cases that are Lo Shchiach. So since they're Lo Shchiach, you're not really going to get confused. But the question is, the Rabbeinu Meshulam's mamish apel, because the Gemara in Daf Hei tells us, right, the Gemara in Daf Hei tells us that the case of Shnayim Sheviu is a milsa de lo shchiyah. So if Shnayim Sheviu is a milsa de lo shchiyah, then lechora, the same thing that Tosas is saying should apply. And so why would we say, if the whole thing of Rava, of Asli Lechufe, is based on Yadinan, The whole reason we're choshesh that Shar Staros and Gittin, you're going to get confused, is because by Yadinan it works by Shar Staros, and Yadinan works by Gittin. But we say Shnayim Sheviu, in Rabbeinu Meshulam's understanding that, that's a case of Shnayim Sheviu, they both say Yadinan, and they're Nema by Shar Staros, and they're Nema by Gittin, so therefore it's us to the Chluvi by a case of Chad. But Gemara and Daf Hei says Shnayim Sheviu is a Milsa Dele Shchiyach. So if the whole reason we didn't answer up Isha and Baal Davar, if the whole reason we didn't answer those up was because they're cases of Lo Shchiyach, so the case of Shnayim Sheviu is also Lo Shchiyach. The case of Shnayim Sheviu is Lo Shchiyach. So how can Rava, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, be basing his whole case of Asi Lechluve based on a case of Shnayim Sheviu if Shnayim Sheviu is also a case of Milsa Lo Shchiyach? Lechora, it doesn't make any sense. So maybe that's why Rashi Taka didn't learn like Rabbeinu Meshulam. Maybe Rashi was saying that if you're learning up the Gemara as a case of where we're saying Yadinan by a case of Shnayim Sheviu, that's therefore it's Asi Lechluve. Rashi says that wouldn't shaf in Asi Lechluve. Right, just like Tosa says that Isha and Baal Dabar are cases of Lo Shchiyach, so too Yad Inan by Shnayim is a case of Lo Shchiyach, because the Gemara Daf Hei tells us that. That's why Rashi will learn up separately, and that's why Rashi says the Gemara must be talking about Chad saying Yodayani, and that's why Rashi has to say that it's Nema. So, what ends up emerging is according to Rashi and Tosos, the whole machlokus between Rabba and Rava, sorry, the whole according to Rashi, the whole machlokus between Rabba and Rava is if Yadati works, and the whole machlokus according to Rabbeinu Meshulam is if the word Yadana works. And that really creates the machlokus between Rabba and Rava, and that's really the machlokus between Rashi and Rabbeinu Meshulam.